Blog Talk Radio.
Memorial Day. I would say happy Memorial Day, but it's not supposed to be a happy holiday. It's supposed to be a remembrance day for all those who gave their lives, for all those who have even served, for their willingness to give their lives. And it's very special. It's very special. So that's what this is all about, is we're showing up and getting together to remember those that have given all and those that were willing to give all, those that came back injured, impaired, and those that came back looking whole, but really weren't. And some did come back okay. So that's what today's show is all about. So, without further ado, John said I was going to make you guys cry. I hope so. Because that shows that you still got the tender hearts and the thankfulness. And we are having some technical difficulties today, but we're going to try and get past them. I've called my show on my phone because my mic's not working. And none of my UK people have gotten their invites to come join us in the studio. But I have Sue in the studio, and she's a Texas gal. So we're good. Between Texas and me, we can handle anything.
Yeah.
There you go. And Sue, I understand that you were in the military?
No, I was not in the military, no.
Did I
don't know where you are at.
Because here on the chat, someone thanked you for your service. And so I was going, oh, really? Huh, okay.
Oh, no.
So I thought
no,
I missed it, just in case. Well,
my father and grandfather were.
Thank you for thinking about it.
Well,
you know, back when everybody plays soldier when they're 6 and 7 years old, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, let us continue with our first memorial because this one's going to touch you. And get out the Kleenexes, honey, because you are going to leave him. This is titled Honor the Fallen, Memorial Day Tribute 2021.
Remember me. I am the fallen soldier, sailor, airman, and marine. I am the one that held the line. Sometimes I volunteered. Sometimes I went because I was told to go. As technology advanced, I used night vision goggles and global positioning systems and drones and lasers and thermal optics. But it was still me, a human being that did the work. It was me that patrolled up the mountains or across the desert or through the streets. It was me that suffered in the merciless heat and the bitter cold. It was me that went out night after night to confront our nation's enemies and confront evil face to face. It was me. Remember me. I was a warrior. But also remember that I was not only a warrior. I was not just a soldier, sailor, airman, or marine. But I was a son, a brother, a father. I was a daughter, a sister, a mother. I was a person. Like you, a real person with hopes and dreams for the future. I, the soldier, sailor, airman, or marine, I stood my ground and sacrificed my life, my future, my hopes, my dreams. I sacrificed everything.
There was no cover
for you
and no escape. The soldier wearing
this
the helmet
Memorial
camera
Day,
went down.
Remember me, the fallen warrior. And remember me not for my sake, but for yours. Remember what I sacrificed so you can truly appreciate the incredible treasures you have. Life. Liberty. The pursuit of happiness. You have the joys of life, the joys that I gave up, so that you can relish in them. Remember them always. And make every day Memorial Day.
Okay. Are y'all crying yet?
Yeah, that's
not that's yet, huh? Well, no? Well, okay. Let's try this. Lee Greenwood and U.S. soldiers from all over the United States and some other places doing God Bless the USA.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Texas. Oh, from sea to shining sea.
From Detroit down to Houston.
New York to L.A.
Where there's pride in every American heart.
And it's time we stand and say.
We are going to get you. There will not be a dry eye by the time we get through this show. As I said, this is not supposed to be a happy show. It's a memorial show. Mostly for all of those who have fallen in service, protecting us, protecting our freedoms, and protecting others elsewhere in the world. It's not an easy job. It's not an easy decision to make. So we need to be thankful for those who have made it. And who paid the highest price they have to pay. I was very lucky my brother made it home from Vietnam. They were putting him in a body bag when he woke up. So he got to come home, but he has had issues ever since. And I truly, truly am thankful that he came home. So I have a song here that I really never expected, but John sent it to me. So this is cool. We're going to play this. This is by Orion, otherwise known as Jenny Ellis. And if you listen, you'll find that it is not Elvis. It is Jenny Ellis. It's America.
Somewhere across the ocean, little children, they are crying. Born into a world of famine, with little chance of surviving. Oh, what they'd give if they could be able just to have the crumbs from our table. And to live in America, land of the free. And I thank God for America, from sea to shining sea, for the food on my table and the clothes on my back and the shoes. Well, I don't know why he chose you and me.
in other countries, not free to speak their minds, and possession of a Bible is considered a major crime. They'd give everything if they could only be in a land where they could stand up for what they believe and to live in America, land of the free. And I thank God for America, from sea to shining sea, for the food on my table and the clothes on my back and the shoes upon my feet.
Song. Yes, and he could sing, you know, just he made the decision to not make a career out of it. That's really too bad, but you have to respect the dude for actually having made that choice himself.
Oh, certainly.
So I think that's great. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's one. Do y'all remember Barry Sadler?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back in the 60s. Yes. He had one or two albums. He was actually a staff sergeant in the Green Beret. And this is a song that he wrote that will probably choke you up, because it's always choked me up. Okay, first I'm going to say hi to Carolyn. Carolyn's calling. Hello, darling.
Hey,
how are you doing today?
Well, first let me get through the good part, then I'll tell you. Clyde asked me to call you and tell you thank you very much for doing this show.
You're very, very welcome.
He spent 21 years in the military, Air Force. Our son was in the Navy for 6 years. And my stepfather was in the war, and a couple of uncles that didn't come back home. But he wanted me to thank you. He said he would call himself, but he's got so much to do outside before it starts raining again.
That it's okay, and we're doing this partly for him and to thank him for his service and all of your family members as well. I have had too many family members in the service to name them all. It would take an hour and a half. So
yeah.
This is for everyone who served, and Clyde, you're included in that, honey.
He went to Vietnam for a short period of time. And then he was stationed over in Japan for 3 years. And when the Desert Storm come up, he couldn't pass the physical. His asthma had got too bad by then. So said, okay, you can finish this year out. Christian papers, and then we'll let you go. That was the end of it.
Yeah.
But,
well, my brother did two tours, and he almost got killed on the second one, and they wouldn't let him go back. They mustered him out.
Yeah. Pride was one of the soldiers that would hook up where they could talk through a telephone or walkie-talkie.
Yeah,
he would go in before anybody else did. And he said he was liking you a few times. He doesn't talk about it very much.
No, none of them do, honey.
Yeah.
It was not a good experience to be sharing.
Yeah.
So that is a normal thing for those who served in Vietnam.
And my ex-husband did a tour during the whole Vietnam War area. And he come back, they say when he got back to the States, he turned into a real bad alcoholic.
Yep.
And
so my dad.
This past year, it almost ended his life, the drinking.
Yeah.
I just was calling to tell you thank you for Clyde. He said he at least listened to the show later, but he wanted to get the work done before it started raining. And then the bad news was son came down here, Lizzie's daddy, and they're moving in 2 weeks. And
everybody, not too many people stay in one place their whole lives. So
asked him where they were going, and he would not tell me.
Don't worry about it, honey. That'll change eventually.
Yeah, because Lizzie's been sneaking her way down here every other day or every day, and she knows how to use a cell phone, so she'll be sneaking around calling me.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't worry about it. She's not going to abide by the no contact rule.
Yeah. No.
That's not. It's going to be okay, honey. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
if it's happening right now, God has something planned to come from it. So
yeah.
Don't worry. It's all right. It's all right.
I didn't mean to spoil the, I guess I'm spoiling, ruining the show. So I shouldn't even brought it up.
Well, that's all right. You needed to tell, and so you did, and I'm hoping that you're going to be able to handle it a little bit better because of that. That's okay. But, yeah, we need to get back to the memorial stuff.
Yeah. Well, thanks again for Clyde, and like I said he would listen later. So
fantastic.
I'll let you go, and I'll keep listening to the show.
Excellent. I hope he enjoys it when he gets a chance to hear it.
I'm sure he will. All right. Thank you
awesome.
So much.
You're welcome, Carolyn. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, all right. That was nice to have for Clyde to have her call us. That was pretty nice.
Very nice.
I appreciate that. All right, let's go back to Barry Sadler and the song that he wrote and performed, and they kind of built his first album around this song. I don't know if he ever had a second album. This is really the only song I ever cared about. This is the Ballad of the Green Beret.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, Fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Yes, yes. I was just explaining it to Victoria about some of the Indian battles, especially Wounded Knee. I'm sorry, honey. I don't know that any American soldiers died at Wounded Knee. That was a slaughter. There was nobody in the camp but women and children. All of the warriors were gone. And the American soldiers went in and killed them anyway. So I really don't think we want to, I mean, I already have pointed that out, but there are some battles that were our fault. And not too many of us died. And that was one of them. Wounded Knee was a black spot on the U.S. military. I'm sorry to have to say that, but it's true. It's true. Now, there were a lot of Indian battles that soldiers lost their lives. And legitimately, if there is such a thing. And that, yes. Those soldiers, this memorial is for them also, because they were in the line of duty doing actual war against the Indians at that point in time. The Indians had a way of making things more even. And it's a rotten shame that that kind of thing happened. If we had treated them with respect, maybe it would not have been as bad as it was. Maybe they wouldn't have killed as many of our people as they did. But
right.
I can't blame them. It just started out badly, you know. And there was a way for it to never have happened, but that's not the way it went. So, yes, we shall not only remember our United States soldiers from the Indian Wars, But remember the Indians that died as well, because they were Americans too. And that was just a situation that really could have been avoided and would have been better avoided. It wasn't. So we have things to regret. But, you know, you get down to the point to where they did defend a lot of settlers. And we are thankful to them for that, because they had the bravery and the willingness, the same as the soldiers have ever since then. And right now I'm going to play a song from the Civil War, where American fought American. And I know what they thought they were fighting for, but was that the only reason? I don't think so. I think a lot of it was states' rights. They just didn't realize it. The leaders were the ones that had that cause in mind. So here's something from the Civil War era. As we remember all of the soldiers of the North and the South that lost their lives for a cause that the leaders could have figured out, and we would not have ended up killing each other over it. Brother against brother, father against son, cousin against cousin. It was a terrible conflict and took a horrible toll on everyone in the country at that time. So this song is for the whole republic. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. This is neither North nor South. I think it's identified more with the North, but it's really about the whole country. The Army Field Band and a chorale, Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Thank you.
Whoa. Did that just make the hair on the back of your neck stand up?
Yes.
That's cool. I have something else. Time to get out the Kleenexes. I swear it really is. It really is. Johnny Cash, Ragged Old Flag.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole is leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Yeah. I bet them Kleenexes are getting used. I hope. All right, guys, here's another one. It's a Memorial Day tribute for 2021.
There is no greater sacrifice than those who gave their lives to protect us. Mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters all answered the call. They packed their bags, hugged their families goodbye, and headed off to war, not knowing if they would ever return home again. They charged into battle after battle. They grew weary, tired, and homesick. They wrote home and wished for a better life for those they left behind and those they were fighting for. They grew up. They grew old. They shed their blood on foreign land. They won wars. Proudly flew the flag symbolizing what they stood for, and were awarded for their bravery. Their lives were cut short, fighting for what they believed, paying the ultimate price to ensure freedom for all, never to return home and live the life they had planned. These are our heroes. These are the men and women we salute, tip our hats to, and fly our flags at half-mast for. As we pray by their gravesites, we are eternally thankful for their sacrifice. To all veterans who made the ultimate sacrifice, we honor you. And those you left behind.
And Victoria made a point that we shouldn't just honor our heroes, our military. There were also those that died, not in a heroic way and not by choice, but their lives were taken. Remember the Twin Towers of 9/11. Remember Oklahoma City and include the children's nursery. And there were the schools where some unbalanced teenagers decided to take lives. That was not a heroic act. That was not a battle for freedom. That was somebody who decided to do something wrong, but innocent lives were lost. Remember those as well. They happened. They have always happened. And we would like those to stop as well as the wars. So, I'm going to play something now that's very beautiful. If I can find it. We're up at that again, kids. We're up at that again. I'm looking at the wrong title. That probably doesn't help, does it? Oh, my Lord. Okay. Now I know where to look anyway. And there it is. All right, John sent me this one, and it's different. They put two songs together that you don't normally hear together, but it works. The Jordanaires, and they have chosen to call this by one of the songs, God Bless the USA.
If tomorrow everything was gone, I've worked for all my life, and I had to start all over with just my children and my wife.
I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Above the fruited plain.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, from New York to L.A., there's pride in every American's heart, and it's time we stand and say,
that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. For there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. The USA.
Now that was a bit different, but it was gorgeous. I love it. All right. Something from John Wayne. And this should move you as well. It's called Why I Love America.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. You've seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? You watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia Mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as you rush into the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Teton, who watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I have a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Yes, moving. He did those so well. All right, I have a song, actually, that John sent me, and I think this is the first one he sent. Toby Keith, American Soldier.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't wanna die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American, beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier. Take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American, an American, an American
guys, it's time. I just have a few seconds left. Thank you to those who joined me today for our Memorial Day celebration. Remember, Memorial Day is not a happy holiday like the 4th of July. It's to remember those that have fallen, militarily and otherwise. Not a day for the beach and a picnic and all of that fun stuff. It's a day for remembrance. Remember, Elvis was a vet. I hope he is out memorializing others who have fallen. I'll see you again Thursday. Have a wonderful rest of your day.